She's been called the most beautiful woman on Earth. She became the face that launched 1,000 ships. She has been blamed for starting the Trojan War, a war that brought death and suffering to thousands. Helen of Troy. She is a warning of the terrible power that boundless beauty can wield, a reminder that desire can prove stronger than duty. It's the oldest story of them all. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy. Boy and girl get into big trouble. Lots of boys fight over the girl, and the good guy wins out in the end. It's no surprise it's been lapped up down the centuries. It's the perfect male fantasy. Helen is exquisite, and she is an exquisite agent of extermination. Helen's story is important and irresistible because it deals with that strange and worrying combination of pleasure and pain, sex and violence, love and hate. But it's also not just a story. Helen and the Trojan War have become epic and iconic, but if you look at them closely, they are very human. The drama starts with a messy love affair, and it ends up in a bloody and disastrous conflict. When it comes to natural beauty, some of Britain's babes have well and truly wandered off the path and headed down fake alley. Too much makeup, lashings of fake tan, sparkly thongs, and not much else. These girls are in serious need of some style counsel. They don't need a makeover, they need a make-under. As does a certain celebrity we'll be meeting later. Welcome to the original and best make-under show. Now, we've all done it. Overbleached the hair, orange hands, tide marks, but no more. Help is at hand. As your very own beauty guinea pig, we're here to tell you about the beauty do's and the beauty don'ts. As we've discovered, we all love a bit of fake tan, but the telltale signs that give us away sometimes are those bits between the fingers, elbows, and knees. We need to find something that gets those marks off. So if you're at home and you're in a pickle, what can we use? We're going to try out some techniques, and because we love you, we stayed up all night tanning our hands. Yes, just our hands.